happening, people? It's your boy K Boogie. This is TBT Podcast, episode 4. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. That's TBT underscore podcast. And check out our website, www.tbtmedia.com. But we got news right now. We're going to be live tonight, April 1st, 8 p.m. on 88.1 FM on your dial. That's Cambridge WMBR, 88.1 FM. Tonight, 8 p.m., April 1st. Please check us out, people. Support and spread the love. Peace.
What's happening, world? This is O with TBT Podcast, a.k.a. Truth Be Told. We got our co-hosts in the building here. We got K-Boogie Kyle.
Yep.
And Good Math.
What up, what up?
What's going on? Hey, first and foremost, we're always going to say this in the beginning of every episode. We want to thank our listeners, our followers. This is a listener-supported podcast, so we appreciate all the love, the feedback. We actually just eclipsed over 100 subscribers on iTunes, so we appreciate the love. Continue following us. Continue rocking with us, and we'll definitely continue showing the same love back. So, hopping into this conversation, it's a pretty interesting one, and it really hits home with all of us here because, again, the three black men in this room are millennials, Gen Y, and the conversation is really about what we use on a daily basis, which is social media, and most of us do. And what's pretty interesting about this topic is the fact that Good Math is the polar opposite of my man K Boogie here when it comes to social media.
Nah, if you check our Twitter account, this nigga all over there.
Nah, just I had to contribute a little bit because K Boogie had the nerve to be like, this nigga was like, I don't know how to use Twitter for the podcast. For fucking me, you don't know how to use Twitter. Use Twitter every day, nigga.
He got over 1,000 on his own personal one, but you don't know how to use podcast.
I actually don't.
So I just had to jump in there and say some ignorance, but that's about it.
But yeah, I mean, to that point, this is going to be an interesting conversation because we have two different sides and two different views on how we use social media. But the conversation is really around the impact of social media to our generation and how it impacts all levels of life. And what I mean by all levels of life is in order to have what we call a balanced life, there are many sources that say there are about 3 to 8 different variations or aspects of your life that should stay balanced. But we're going to just nail down 5. What a balanced life is, it allows you to feel whole, complete. It gives you some sense of harmony. And everything is balanced, whether that may be your relationships with coworkers, friends, family, work, where you are in your own head, in your mind, your physical being, and also things like spiritual, your values, your principles. So we want to talk about how social media has effects on these areas of our lives and also how it affects our culture, how it affects our own people. And really, we're at the end of this conversation, we want to see where the pendulum sways in terms of whether or not social media is a benefit or an issue for our generation moving forward.
And one of the balances, one of the key balances to life that you missed out on, or missed touching on, was definitely a balance of good weed and cognac.
Yes. Yes. That balance is essential to dealing with the ills,
right,
that come with all the rest of the parts.
Yes, we all have our vices, and our vices sometimes keeps us balanced.
Yo, but is it really a vice? Is weed a vice? If it keeps me from acting crazy and it keeps me from strangling motherfuckers, I wouldn't call it a vice.
I mean, it would benefit the rest of the world to keep me off their back.
That's that balance.
Right. I mean, listen, when it's lit, I don't complain, but at the same time, we're looking at the overall opinion, and if it wasn't a vice, then it wouldn't be illegal. To be honest, it's only illegal because they can't make money off
of it. Right, that's a money thing, man. That's just from the earth.
But will you use it as a, you know, the quote-unquote vice to be the reason?
I took a couple drags before we stepped out yesterday and ventured into Southie, which is a big deal. Some of you guys might not be from Massachusetts, but being black and going to Southie is kind of a big deal. I took a few drags and went out there, and I had a great time. Time.
Boom.
I ain't getting no arguments, which is like...
So are we going to talk about St. Patrick's Day being a fake holiday now?
Nah, that's taboo.
That's a total...
Y'all don't let me talk about shit about the Patriots. How you going to talk about St. Patrick's
Day?
Come on, bro. Shit ain't real, bro.
It's not.
So, anyways, St. Patrick's Day. Thank you. It's behind us.
Had a blast.
Yes. Now we're on to 420. So when we're looking at the balanced life in social media, listen, social media, some will say, started back in 2001 with Wikipedia, where people were putting in information and interacting with each other on how correct information was to the public. And I remember not being able to use it in school. Now, you know, then we had MySpace, which was really my first. That was part of the social media boom or revolution. Ooh. MySpace in 2004.
MySpace was rocking.
In 2004. Then you had Facebook in 2004, but that was only to Harvard students. And then you had Facebook reborn back in 2006 when we were able to. That was like our senior year in high school, and then we were able to use that. Then the rest came in. Twitter came in 2006. Then you had Snapchat. Then you had
10-year anniversary just passed.
Instagram. You had all these platforms that allows you to interact, but you see nowadays that's how we communicate via, whether we're sharing content, sharing photos, getting the news, which is the new dimension of reality for us now. Even getting in, finding relationships is through some social
Tinder, platform. You know, all this other social media.
I don't know nothing about that. Slayer. With that being said, but with all that being said, you know, we're using all these different types of platforms to interact, but we're not realizing the impact that it has on our generation, as well as the impact it's having on our culture. Now, how do you take social media and incorporate that into your relationships, or how has it affected your relationships?
Don't fuck with that shit.
Well, see, there we go. So we got two, and that's the beauty of this conversation, because we have two different avenues here. We have Good Math, who doesn't fuck with any of this, and we have K Boogie, who lives in this virtual reality.
First of all, let's clarify. You can't come off record talking about I live in this. No, I live in the real world. I have a very real life. You know what I mean? I'm a family man. You know what I mean? I take care of my responsibility. I don't live on social media. Do I utilize it? Of course I do. Because I feel like in this day and age, you would be kind of outside looking in if you're not. Which is no problem with living like that, but that's not how I choose to live my life. So with me, with social media, it affects all my relationships. It affects how we talk to family. I realized this a minute ago. Go to family reunion nowadays or just a family dinner. People used to pull out the old photo albums and dust them off and, like, look through these shits and pull out photos, each one, and pull, like, and every once in a while we still do. But for the most part, you go to the family function now, people pulling their phones out, going to their Facebook pages and looking through photo albums on Facebook. And, like, it documents people's lives, bro. You know what I'm saying? It really does. So it's like, changes all of your relationships from, you know, family to, like you said, meeting people, The majority of relationships starting now are started on the internet. Just a fact. Like, it's ridiculous. Through various...
What's the divorce rate?
It's still over half of those relationships do not last. You know what I mean?
It's because you're connecting with someone in a virtual space and then you want it to be real. It's kind of tough, man. It's tough to succeed.
It's not. And, like, with that being said, sometimes it's all right to be outside looking in. Like, I don't necessarily want to participate in everything. I feel like some people get drawn into it and into the coolness and needing to put up this facade, and then some people can just handle it. I've seen how you move on the internet. It's reflective and conducive to who you are. And when I'm sitting with you in the car and you're doing something, I see that you're the same person. Now, if I know you in real life and you're not really... I'm not even going to get into it. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not even going to get into it. Like, when a dude... If you could be on the internet saying this, that, and a third, and a million things that you do and you're accomplished, and I see you in real life, and none of that shit is true, but that... I'm not even mad at you because you're doing that. Fake it till you make it, bro. You know, females, men, whatever. Fake it till you make it. Do what you got to do. It's all part of the game. It's a ploy. That's cool. But I don't want to participate in that realm. Because it's too much phoniness for me to be saying something real.
That's very true. That's very true. Honestly, being on the internet and in general, being a person now talking about anything real, you stand out. You go on Facebook, you speak about the truth. It doesn't even fit into the conversation being had, because motherfuckers is going crazy over fake headlines and all this other this hysteria shit, the clickbait. You know what I mean? So you're right. It doesn't fit into that world, but you can still be yourself in that realm. Is the way that I see it. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with you 100%. And like I said, you are still yourself. Me personally, I know myself, and yeah. I don't want to get out of character. Like, I'm not gonna go do some corny shit or wear, you know, start wearing overalls because everybody's wearing overalls again or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing is not
just because overalls. You see it on Instagram,
right? But so yeah. I'm not I'm not even one for the pictures anyway. So that snap. If someone really asked me if I had Snapchat, and I was like, what the fuck?
You don't know me,
right? Like, me and you are obviously not friends. If you would even ask me that question,
So with family or with relationships, do you think it's a benefit or an issue? Because I think it allows you to connect with family. It allows you to connect with family that you don't see, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to see a lot of different things. But does it affect the way you work with your family in terms of a negative effect? Does it hinder your relationships with colleagues, friends, family, even your close significant other? Does it affect the way you move?
I mean, shit, I've had relationships ended because of social media. That's what you want. You get to cut to the white meat. We can cut to the white meat. You know what I mean? Of course it does. I think it, just like anything else. Like, the thing about social media is it's ours. Like, our generation owns this shit. We created this, and we're taking it into the next generation. You know what I mean? And these kids are taking it and making it even bigger. So to say that, like, oh, this is a negatively or positive effect, like, it doesn't, whether or not you think it's negative or positive, it's happening. And it's going to continue to grow and become a part of people's lives more and more. Because it's not slowing down. You can look up the numbers. Twitter's booming. 10 years strong. Facebook booming. Everyone's business doing well.
And what's crazy is there's a stat that I got from New York Times that said that 88% of millennials use Facebook to get news. How crazy is that?
Yo, it's very crazy, man.
How crazy?
Honestly, social media, it circumvents modern news. The news channels now, if you go on to CSNBC or CNN, they're 10 pundits, talking heads, over here discussing a topic underneath this Twitter headlines. They're pulling headlines from Twitter and talking about them on the news.
I mean,
where does the news come from? It comes directly from the source, from social media.
I can appreciate that fact of social media. I appreciate the avenue it provides and the venue it provides for people to put out original work and directly touch other people instead of going through these backdoor dealings or having to, like, really be on someone's ass or just praying or hoping that someone sees you shine. You want to produce something, produce it, put your product out there, and see how the people respond. I feel like with any type of technology, there's a detachment factor. And how people become detached from one another and even themselves. You can get so, you can start, fantasizing, idolizing yourself so much, the personality that you've created on the internet, that you then let that transition into how you act in real life. And like we just said, sometimes your real life ain't like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's not shots fired.
That's facts, though. There's plenty of frauds out here, man, and we see you.
No,
and
but
we don't say shit. We just laugh and keep
right because, you know, it's none of my business. If that's the way someone lived their life, you know, good for them. But you know, with the news thing, I definitely think that's a big deal. I just feel like with family, like I feel like you do get more detached. I think it's doper to pull out the old album and blow off the dust. And then niggas be like, "Oh, he doing that's vintage shit." Like, no, that's regular shit. That's like regular shit. When you just came back from a trip and there was a Polaroid.
Yeah.
Right? That's fly. And when you were telling me that, I was like, my mom do shit. She said, that's fly shit. You like want one now.
Yeah.
But we got detached from that because technology's moving in a way that we just surpassed that. Mm-hmm. But it's still dope.
Nah, that's very true, man. There is a detachment factor. And that is true when it comes to the internet in general because, like O mentioned earlier, these relationships are being founded in virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
So you're meeting their internet persona. You're not meeting this person.
Right. This edited person.
Meeting the Facebook filtered, you know, perfect typos edited. You know what I mean? You're meeting everything is like the best image this person could possibly put out. And of course, you're not going to get to know, actually know somebody.
Right.
Via that outlet. You have to actually sit down and have real conversation with people. So that's true. That is lost in translation via the internet.
Just to tie you two back in, I think, Matthew made a good point about the detachment and just kind of doing vintage shit, which is not even vintage. It's just, you know, it's a more of an effort attempt to connect. And then also being online, just a quick story. I have a sister that's stationed out Air Force in Germany. Mm-hmm. We, you know, I see her pictures. I see all her adventures online, but we still write notes to each other and we still mail those notes. So it's like there's something, you know, having something tangible to hold and say, you know, this had life, this traveled over water, overseas to see me. So, like, there's that connection. She could have easily sent me a Facebook message and said, hey, what up?
I texted you.
Yeah, texted me, right. Yeah. But, like, something about this letter, which I hold, it's real. So, I think there's two sides of the
coin. I feel like history, you know, nostalgia, like, that shit's real as fuck. When I'm, like, I told you how I got drunk as shit yesterday. And then we go to the pizza shop. Pizza shop I've drove by a million times, never went in. I went into the pizza shop. Shout out to Supreme Pizza in Dorchester. That's another one right there. They that slice was, it brought me back to 93, my nigga. Like, that shit was bomb. I don't know, like, what type of bullshit they put in the food. Now, that shit was so good. I was also really drizz, so I ate it as it was, like, really, like, piping hot. But it was, I'm gonna go back there tonight. As long as we finish this up, I'm gonna go tonight and get a pizza. And it's like, when you can do things like that and it brings you back, when you can write a letter and you thought about when you had your first pen pal in elementary and how that makes you feel, and now you're thinking about that and that sentiment as you're writing your sister, and it's special and that you know that this shit actually exists, it brings you back. When technology is getting so advanced that it's detaching us from our immediate history, our immediate past, but we kind of, we got to figure out a balance. We got to figure out a better balance.
That's very true. That's true. That's, see, and I feel the same aesthetic, you know what I mean? When I like, you know, play a vinyl versus streaming something on Spotify. That's the way I see it. Like, you know, the convenience factor of having Spotify, I have an entire music library of any song I could almost think of. Unless it's Jay-Z, because he just put all his albums down, which I respect him, man. You own your masters. Run title. I respect him. My brother, stay strong. But you got all the catalog of any music I want to hear to my fingertips. Is it convenient? Yes. Can I use it all the time? Yes. But do I feel the same as when I'm purchasing, unwrapping an actual record that I purchased, and I'm putting it down on the needle, and I'm letting it play for the first time, and I'm actually hearing the, you know, as it spins, I'm hearing every track, you know what I'm saying?
You hear the dust.
You hear the dust that's settled in because it's been sitting for so long.
You hear that,
like,
that's
not the same. You're right. Yeah. You're right. 100.
So we can establish that. So that's one part of your life you need to balance out, which is relationships. So when it comes to the second aspect of a balanced life, which is work, and we're always supposed to balance work with life. Social media plays a part in that too, because we want to have our information somewhat private, so people don't see colleagues, bosses. You don't want them to see any stuff. You sometimes hesitate to even add them as a friend on any social platform.
Definitely.
But you'll be the first person to put your accomplishments from work on a social media post. So What's a give and take? How do you guys see that? A lot of people like to put where they are in their career, getting a new promotion, getting whatever achievements that they get online, but or on social media. But they don't even want to have close friends or close coworkers or anybody as friends. I know some people who do.
I think that depends on the type of person you are. Honestly, I don't think there's anything interesting about what I do for a living, so I don't post anything, none of that on the internet.
Right.
Like, For me, like, that's the least interesting part of my life.
Right.
I have a lot of things going on that don't affect my professional accomplishments. And if you're close enough to me, the way I see it about adding your boss on as a friend on a social network, it's like, to me, my social networks, that's like my intimate, that's an intimate gathering. Those are my people who I like, I want around me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't invite my boss to a family party or to a, you know what I mean, to something at my crib. So why am I add you on Facebook? For what? We're not cool like you. We're not cool like that.
And does does social media
facts
impact the way you do your work? Does it Is it another?
I get less work done because I'm on Twitter. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the point I want to bring up. Is it affecting the way you work? Is it a mess? Is it hindering your accomplishments? Is it skewing your career path? Is it changing the way that you conduct business? How does social media impact your work?
Doesn't. Not mine. Right. I mean, I guess with this, it does. We got to promote it. You got to be out there touching people. I try to be real private. Unless, like, we got a disagreement, things get a little loud. But I try to be real, real quiet. Like, I'm a humble dude, man. I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes. I'm just trying to do me. And I don't need to tell you, I don't need to be putting shit out there all the time. It ain't gonna benefit me to tell you what I just did at work. It's nothing. You know what I used to put on Twitter and shit? When I had it, I'd be like, I'd put a picture of me and some of the people's chilling on a billboard. And my boss actually took the picture, and I'm like, work so hard. And it's like, like that's just asshole shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You know,
like, it doesn't affect my life. I mean, kudos to you. If you want to go on the internet and tell people you act lazy, you feel like that's important, then go do that. I'm keeping my life private, and it's not going to benefit me to go talking about what I did or what I didn't do.
Yeah.
Social media kind of messes the way I move, though, because I use social media to kill time, and I use it to get information and or share pictures or look at pictures. And sometimes if I – it's crazy. I sometimes prioritize my day where it's like I'll do work and I'll be like, oh, I did enough work. Maybe I could do some play. You know, I could go on social media, and I justify the work that I did at work, which is what I'm getting paid for, to use something that I'm not getting paid for to distract myself from doing more that what I'm getting paid for.
That comes second to life.
That check's still clear, though.
Yeah, that check doesn't have a minus social media. Media
social production. Media fee.
Yeah.
Right. That is a good point, though, because I feel like you know, there's all types of people who work out the margins of how much money is being lost due to a certain amount of time spent on this. And I'm telling you, companies take in and factor in social media, like, just people waste time on social media and how much money it costs them. And they're like, it's alright, because you're still getting your work done. You don't need to be 9 to 5, and this is a whole nother tangent, but 9 to 5 is bullshit. I don't need to sit there for that long to get what you want me to get done.
Never.
Like, come on. But anyways, shout out to social media.
Yeah. I mean, I had a job a few years back where they blocked that off all their computers off. You couldn't go on Facebook, you couldn't go on any social site. It's like, bro, I still have a phone.
I got unlimited data, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck around you.
You're paying for it, motherfucker. But yeah, so there you go with work.
So you're saying it's bad that first thing I did when I got a company phone was download Instagram?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm not supposed to do that?
I mean,
Is that not professional?
No. Okay, so when it comes to your physical health, though, and this is the interesting aspect of your health. I mean, aspect of your life. Your physical health is important, but you see a lot of people use social media to portray an image that isn't what they are. Have you seen an IG model versus a real model?
Yo, can we talk about that for a minute?
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking.
Can we talk about Instagram? I'm a hip you. Right. Let's talk about Instagram for a second, man. This shit is crazy. First of all, these women are out here just straight deceiving people.
Well, niggas is doing it too.
No,
right?
No. I'm not. I'm going to get to them.
All right.
Trust me. All right. They going to get it too.
You know, I just got to stand up. No sexism, nigga.
No sexism. I'm sorry. I just prioritizing from what I've seen recently.
I prefer to look at women too, so I feel you.
Yeah, exactly, man. What's what my Explore page looks like. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Explore page is nothing but traps, bro.
Don't go through my history.
Yeah. Yo, don't check my recent likes. Chill. My girl does that enough, bro. I don't need that. These women really create the craziest personas that they're living, like, these perfect lives. I know, like, these girls be broke. Like, dog, I know, I've seen images, and I'm not going to get too specific. Like we said before, we're not going to call nobody out here. But I know a woman who work part-time gigs, spend their whole check to be in a club on the weekend, just to take pictures like I'm in the club, you know, just to be like, keep up that persona. And they living at their mom's crib, and they not doing nothing with their lives. Like, you pretty much homeless.
No, I mean,
you pretty much homie, but you spending, but you spending your life. You think like you getting gratification because you getting 3,000, you know, 30K followers or whatever, and you getting likes and you popular on the internet. But what's that doing for your life?
You have a false sense of image.
What's it doing for your life?
Right. Like, you have this
false. And men too. Men, y'all the worst. Y'all niggas get me mad. Y'all can get me vexed, bro. First of all, grown men, chill with the selfies, bro. Chill. Fucking chill, my nigga. Please do. Your camera should not face front more than twice a day. You got a problem. Like, my nigga, you got a problem, bro. Stop looking at yourself. You're not a woman. Stop staring at yourself, my nigga. Yo, niggas be getting me mad, bro. Okay. You taking pictures with these bottles, new all this crazy shit.
I mean,
for what? Who are you impressing, man?
Right, but that's like, so once again, that's just like shit that's like I say, that's none of my business. That's none of my business. Mm. I don't give a fuck. I don't, and people know me, like, I don't see me at no club. Why am I gonna be at a club for? Because the club is just where all the phony people who do all this phony shit are gonna come chill and be phony. Like, and that's not necessarily everybody, but it's just that level of competition and being made to feel like I don't wanna be made to feel like I have to do something in order to be cool. Like, I don't wanna. If I take a picture, why do I need someone else to like it? Mm-hmm. I took the picture. I don't even like taking pictures. So if I took a picture, nigga, I like it. Mm. Fuck what y'all think. 100%. And like, don't devalue yourself. Don't go do something stupid or put in this perception just to get likes. You're better than that. Every single one of y'all are better than that. Everybody.
But here's the problem.
Love yourself. Love thyself.
Here's the problem, too, fuck though. Fuck that nigga. Like, there's clearly body image issues because of social media. Or not because of social media, but it's heightened because of social media. Everyone sees other people. This is what you're supposed to look like. You know, these are what gets the most likes. But yet, this country still has a...
I ain't did a push-up in 3 weeks, nigga.
This country still has a problem where one out of three people in this country is obese, so you would think that social media would help
out. Not on Instagram.
Yeah, apparently.
Right. No, those people don't participate because they're just being bullied and being made to feel like they're fucked up. Just get your shit together, my nigga, because like K-Boogie just said, a lot of these people try to make you feel fucked up. They fucked up.
Fucked up in life, bro.
But it even gets down to the high schools, to the middle schools, where these people are you know, slut shaming each other, and kids are committing suicide because of social media posts or people putting stuff on social media about the way they looked or how role they, the sexual orientation, all these things, all aspects from bullying to
it's eating internet, issues. And internet bullying is whack. I'm going to be very candid about this. Internet bullying is, you got to be a weak person to try to make someone feel bad for like who they are on the internet. At the same time, when I was a kid, bullying was getting punched in the fucking face.
Facts.
So if ain't no one hit, like if nobody ain't physically harming you,
right,
like you could turn the phone off, turn the computer off.
But you know what?
Like, get off the shit.
Letter B game to me.
But right, well, not letter B was a game, but the problem with phones. The problem with phones is, and social media has a big part to play in this, is that it's addictive. You can't just put the shit down. You feel like Twitter makes you feel like, what do they even call them? They call followers, right? Niggas is following me. Niggas just give a fuck about what I'm doing. Somebody just like that. Like, stop. It's looking for self-validation outside of yourself, which is stupid. There's no logic involved in that, my nigga.
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard to put the phone out. I can understand that. I'm not going to tell someone just to be strong. I don't know what someone's going through. I'd be depressed at times. I'd be sad. But then, you know, I love myself. I've been making love to myself. I beat my dick. Everything's good afterwards. So I'm not, you can move on in life. But everybody isn't built like that.
And that's where we go. Thanks for coming back with us. So in our first half, we covered three of the five aspects of life that we considered one to be balanced, that being relationships, work, body. And we're going to now cut off to the next two, which is number four being your mind and your desire to learn. And I think social media allows me to open up my mind a little bit more. As much as I have to filter out the bullshit, I still think that getting the source from the streets and learning about what's really going on, or even finding out information, it's the biggest crowdsourcing platform that we have. So I think it's one of the best things in terms of learning. Well, what do you think? I mean, again, I know, Good Math, you don't like to use social media, you know, K-Boogie.
I mean, if something important happens, you, oh, okay, Boogie, you know, somebody's gonna hit me and let me know. Like, somebody's gonna, if
yo, it's going down.
Right, even if it's on Twitter, but yo, look at this shit that just went down, like, and I'm like, oh, fat, and then you can go do your research from there. And that's kind of like, I actually appreciate that, because then that's kind of a filter, because none of y'all niggas gonna send me nothing stupid.
Yeah.
Or like, don't like waste my time. Yeah, you're not gonna waste my time. If I'm just scrolling, doing, oh, look at this fucking Cheesecake Wednesdays or some shit like that, I don't care about none of that shit.
Cheesecake Wednesday is not a thing, but we should make that a thing.
Oh, shit. I thought there was Wu Tang Wednesdays. I'll take Cheesecake Wednesdays over Wu Tang. I don't know. Anyways, okay. So.
You have Papa Wu run down on you like he did.
Like Action Bronson?
Oh, no.
Sure. I didn't mean it.
and niggas like you, Action Bronson, but I seen the video. Like, shit.
Damn. All right. And last but not least, man, talking about social media affecting, I think, one of the biggest parts of what you should keep balanced in, called your spiritual. And what that really is your principle, your values, and also what we would call your conscience. I don't know if social media plays a part or affects my values. I don't think it affects my conscience. I don't know if it's because I don't allow it to get into my conscience, because I know it's a different reality.
Yeah.
And so I don't really take it as my everyday breathing reality, but at the same time, it still has an effect on people and how people think and how people view values and things of that nature. Like, for instance, social media is where we get our information for what's going on with the presidential election.
With the what? The presidential reality show campaign thing going on?
Yeah. You seen that, right?
The latest season of The Apprentice?
Right.
You talking about?
Yeah.
But we are seeing a lot of this stuff through social media, and a lot of people are voicing their opinions through social media, and I feel that, first of all, you get to see a lot of people for who they really are throughout this process, but you start to feel like people are picking up on other people's values and other people's opinions and thinking and making it their own. So
when you understand that none of this on social media really can affect you, like, you can put your phone down, unless you like explicitly threatening somebody or doing something reckless on here, then you could be on, see you in traffic, because Boston's a small city type scenario. Like, that's different. But if you just out here talking about, you know, your regular life, like, yo, you can just get off of this shit and refocus on your life, because this social media should not take precedent over what you hold valuable and what your morals are.
But the reality situation is that it does. It dictates how a lot of people feel they should function. It really does, and people can't get away. People are corny. Niggas are sheeps, bro. Niggas are followers.
Niggas are corny. That's true.
Like. And people can't dictate, like, I don't, like, stop putting yourself up to comparison. If you're gonna go in there and shed light to what you do and love yourself and be about that, you could be beautiful and love yourself without shitting on someone else. Mm. And then, therefore, you're not affording someone the opportunity to make you feel like you're doing something wrong because you're not moving like them. Everybody needs to be an individual. Like, I feel like social media takes away from individuality. Mm. Same hashtag, same, like, I can't. There's some things I fuck with, most of it I just can't. Look at this shit.
I mean, you could say that. You could say that, right? But I think the idea is people are sheep in general. Social media doesn't create sheep. People
sheep.
Exactly. People were already like that before social media. I heard someone the other day talking about, oh, everybody, all these niggas got the same haircut. All these girls want to look like this person or so-and-so. Like, listen, man. This has always been happening. Like, go back to the freaking, you know, Marilyn Monroe, Jackie Kennedy days. Like, every woman in America wanted to look like one of two people.
I don't know shit about that. I wasn't there.
We weren't there, but, like, I mean, we can just look back and review based on, like, you know, history and photos and whatever. Mm. Like, it's just, that's the way that society goes. People are naturally followers. People want to be told what to do. That's why they look towards government. They don't feel comfortable with the idea of moving away from what the norm is. That's why they want to bring quote unquote America back.
I like that terminology. And I guess I mean I have a problem with authority a little bit. So being telling me like this is how you should be or this is what's cool, like I'm that automatically is gonna put me off to you. Be yourself. If I like you, you're gonna know, because I'm gonna tell you.
But the media was doing that long before social media.
But it does, it plays a huge role. It plays a huge role now. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like you're kind of taken away from the conversation just to keep saying but. And I'm not coming at you. You handle yourself superbly on social media.
Nah, this ain't a personal thing. I'm talking about, you know, like society, what society sees. It's a
societal thing.
Yeah, right?
So then let's do a pros and cons and see where the pendulum really swings then. So on Good Math, on K-Boogie, relationships, is it a good... Has social media done better for it, or has it done worse?
It's not doing better for me. If I'm just gonna hop on and look at big booties bouncing all day while someone's like, I'm just at work or something, like, nigga, that's not helping me. That's trying to lead me down the wrong path.
Social media has for the past 10 years of my life, I've been able to go on Facebook and find out my girlfriend's birthdays, no matter who I'm dating. I would never remember that. Without and I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about nothing present. I'm talking about, you know, just facts. Like, it's what it is, man. Little things. It's easier to. I don't gotta build a story. I could just go back to social media. And,
so it's a neutral split. Fair.
No. It's actually ruins relationships, bro. I can't lie. Social media really ruins
relationships. Sounds like he's on my side for this one.
So relationships down the drain. Social media.
Yeah.
What about work?
Don't affect me.
I don't think it affects my work. I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, I mean, no, I don't think social media affects my work. If you're allowing it to affect your work, then you got your life priorities fucked up.
I know
what I gotta do to pay bills, and I'm gotta get that done.
Facts.
So, does it help your work, or does it?
It doesn't help because it doesn't affect what I do for a living. So no, it doesn't help my work at all.
This is work. Podcast is work.
Work. I mean, yeah. You're right.
You want to market yourself.
I ain't getting paid yet, but it's still work.
Right. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So what about physical health? Does it affect the way you actually...
Could be fucking up your eyesight if you're looking at it too long.
Your eyes, your head.
I heard a story... I read an article about the upper neck. It's called... They call it the millennial neck. Like, it's a soreness that happens to people on the upper neck because when you tilt your head slightly to look at your phone, that muscle, you're flexing constantly... People have to go and get, like, see chiropractors for that.
I thought it was called the Becky strain.
Oh, that's a whole never.
The Becky strain.
You know all about them Beckys, huh?
I don't know. So, moving forward. So, we'll put that as a positive then. Or actually, this is for the body. So, that's a negative.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's a negative.
Overall.
Right?
Overall.
See,
waist trainers going up, sales go up.
I mean,
ruining your organs.
The only way you can say for the body is because sometimes people, if you're someone who's into fitness and you're giving out free videos or just free tips about how you eat and like just doing,
which I know people who do that.
You know, push-ups or whether or not you're juicing, just flush out. You should shout out to Tax Game. We're always gonna shout out Tax because y'all are acting like y'all ain't getting on this podcast wave because of Tax. He's doing it big. Appreciate that, man.
Respect.
So, with that being said, yeah, but it isn't doing your body good if you're going on there and you're feeling like you hate yourself because you're looking at pictures of other people when that might not even be reality. Mm. But you know, that's what TV and everything. So
I think it, and I'm not going to take this as a tally, but I'm just going to chime in. I think it actually hurts how we look at ourselves because I've never seen more headshots. More shots from the up top.
Angles.
Some angles.
All about the angles.
All about the angles, bro. And I think that people have self-image issues, and seeing other people makes them want to do things to themselves that they shouldn't do because of what they see. From Good Math, positive, negative?
For what?
Body?
Negative.
It don't do nothing.
Right.
It does nothing positive to people's health.
No benefit from it.
All right. And what about desire to learn? We're down to the mind.
I think social media can be a great platform to learn if that's what you want to use it for. You can use this tool for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really want to. Mm-hmm. Cause that's what it is. It's a tool. Like, we should be using it like that. And I think people, you can go on there and be inquisitive and learn new things about different culture that you would never be exposed to. Because I can sit here and talk to somebody from China just because something happened on Twitter and we're on the same hashtag. You know what I mean? Like, we can have a conversation like that. But if you're not using it for that, if you're using it for bullshit, then You don't learn nothing.
I mean, there's always an opportunity to learn in any situation, and I do have a craving for that. If you, I'm not the type of person that's going to act like I know something that I don't. So if you're bringing up something that I know nothing about, I'm going to sit back and listen and, like, peep game. Mm-hmm. And if I want to pursue it, learn more, then I'm going to go ahead and do that. When I had my original Twitter account before I deleted it some years ago, some change, I don't know, was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, just about.
I've been all, yeah.
Same time, I deleted mine right after you. So.
Like, I was on there, and a lot of people I was following, like, they were into some groovy shit, third eye type shit, like, a lot of information, and I was learning. And there's, you know, I like learning from people like that, and some people you talk to, and they actually responding to you, and then there's other dudes that try to act like they say the smartest shit in the world, and then you say something to them, and they're like, nigga. Who I'd be on some who are you shit, because I think I'm pretty fucking cool. So I'd be like, who are you? I don't, like, you know. But you can definitely, I think you can learn. I think I agree with K-Book. It's a tool. It's all about if you're going to use it appropriately or not. Right. That's it.
Okay, that's positive. And then, last but not least, how does it affect your spirit? How does it affect your soul in terms of values and your conscience and your principles? Does it do good or does it do bad?
I mean, fact of the matter is, as far as your spirit goes, I feel like you got to be weak spirited if you're letting social media dictate your values and your morals in life. You know what I mean? As a man, you got to live by a code, bro. Your code cannot be determined by what niggas is fucking posting and tweeting. Like,
women
can't
have
do that.
Strong goal.
I'm talking about my point of view. I don't know what women live by.
I'm trying to help you not be sexist.
Word, I appreciate that. Every day I try to grow, bro.
Right. Always grow.
Yeah.
What about you, good man?
That shit got nothing to do with my spirit, nigga, at all. I mean, it could bring down your spirits. It can. If even if it's just on some new shit, just constantly feeding you all the fucked up shit that's going on, and you just feel out of control, out of pocket, so then you gotta feel like you gotta go focus on some phony loving hip hop shit, because that's something you can actually grasp your head around, as opposed to why this nigga with a toothpaste running around the country like he's getting votes. Like, that shit could depress you.
Did you see the sewing though? They had a picture of the actual sewing the other day. Had a side shot. You could see that.
I mean, I honestly, he looks weird as shit. Like, why would you even want that nigga to be your president? Anyways, like, I ain't giving that nigga no bonus. I don't need to do what I need to do for me, regardless of who's running this facade. I mean, country.
He looks like Men in Black. Like, you know how to put the body right. Mask over the cockroaches.
Right.
Like, that's
like, he's uncomfortable in his own.
He's not a human, bro.
He's not, nigga. He's not a human. But no,
you're talking about Trump.
But right. Yeah, just to wrap up, it looks like we came to a conclusion that for the most parts of your life to be balanced, social media does not do it well. And we've seen social media do wonders by exposing a lot of the shit that's been going on in the black community with police or with law enforcement. We've also been able to use social media as a way to follow bullshit. So with all that being said, there's plenty of pros and cons, but we all ultimately understand that it doesn't do us well for the overall well-balanced life.
It's not a necessity.
No.
But I will say this. I jumped on the TBT podcast account, and I jumped on, and I was clowning Boogie. I jumped on, and the first thing I seen was Rihanna naked in a light blue thong. And I was like, you know what? I did kind of miss this.
It's not so bad. Right?
That was nice.
Actually, I mean, my final thought is this. Twitter is just Twitter and, you know, social media and all these different avenues, they're a reflection of society, man. They're not... I don't think it's changing individuals to the point where it's affecting people's morals in, you know, individual ways of thinking. I hope it's not. Honestly, I feel like it's a reflection of where we are now as our generation, as a society, and we can get out of it what we put into it.
That's fair to say. So just to wrap up this episode about our generation, how we utilize this social media thing. I mean, at the end of the day, do what you gotta do. Our whole point is, man, love yourself and be blessed. The social media really should not, I mean, it can be a hindrance to your relationships, but work, your body, your mind, your soul. If you're at one with yourself, you should be able to jump on a computer and still be at one with yourself and not be affected by other people. So show us some love, exercise your social media skills, and hit us up on those plugs.
Check me on the radio, nigga!
Oh, yeah. You can be on the radio, but we can't swear, so we're getting all that motherfucking shit out now, nigga.
And we out.